This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witt's Morning Devotions. There are many catchphrases around I hear from time to time. One I've heard several times is, it's a God thing. People say that. It's usually comes from a Christian friend who's talking to me about something. And out comes this phrase, it's a God thing. Now, what is this person really talking about? Now, it's a good thing. They're saying it's a God thing. It's quite amazing, really, that God's providence moves in the lives of ordinary people in ways that we sometimes can't understand. But I believe it's happening all the time to many people, even if they don't realize it. I've heard other people say, well, it must be fate. But no, I don't believe that. It's astonishing how God works in the lives of ordinary people like you and me. And the trouble is, we don't always hear about it. The skeptics say that miracles are fairy tales told by desperate people. But God is amazing and he works every day in our lives. And our problem is that we're not alert enough to always sense his presence. And just because they're not special or unique things, that doesn't mean to say that God's not working. We tend to hear of the spectacular events. But God is at work all the time and in every way in your life and mine. Sometimes God has to do something unusual to get our attention. We don't look up to him. We're not waiting for him, because we're too focused on the matters at hand, perhaps our life, family life, or our working life. You know those moments where a flock of birds, for example, stops you in your tracks, or a kind word from someone. Someone says something you weren't expected, kind of makes you stand up, sit up and think, what was all that about? Or a baby smiles at you from across a restaurant. Isn't that really nice? These are what I think are God moments. They're encounters with the divine. They point us to something that's a deeper reality, that God wishes to have a relationship with you. So don't dismiss them as nothing. But then again, what happens when things don't go our way? Are we still prepared to say that what happens today is a God thing? Well, that is not so easy, because life can be difficult. Our plans sometimes don't go our way. It's hard to see when God is at work. It's then we remember the truth of a wonderful verse in the scriptures, Romans 8:28. God is able to orchestrate everything to work towards something good and beautiful when we love him and when we accept his invitation to live according to his plan. And that's a tremendous promise from God's word. And the amazing fact is that God's goodness and guidance is around us all the time. Let me tell you about Brenda Jacobson. Brenda went to London to visit her son. He was starting a new academic career at a university, so she was excited. She'd never been to London before, and her son Blair was there. She went to visit some of the things in London. They walked one day to Hyde Park. It was a nice sunny day, and her son Blair went off to read a book. So off he went, left his mother there. She just found a park bench, lay down to have a sleep. It was a nice day, but all of a sudden, she had a sudden impulse to open her eyes. It was like some inner voice telling her to wake up. And as she did, she spotted a man walking very fast towards her. In his hand was a 3-foot rope, which he held tight with both hands. And an inner voice said to Brenda, get up and walk quickly down the hill. So she noticed that there was a large tree with thick grass there, and she got up, walked, and the man somehow disappeared behind her. It sort of did shake her up. When she went back to her hotel, calmed down. But a few weeks later, she returned home to Oregon in the US. She forgot about it. But a friend rang her and said, what happened when you were in London? And Brenda was quite surprised. She hadn't told anyone. And yet, this is what a friend said. Last Wednesday, the Lord woke me up to pray for you, because you were about to be murdered. So Brenda did the calculations, and her friend had woken up at exactly the same time that she was threatened in Hyde Park. God had indeed protected Brenda in a very dramatic God moment. Yes, it was a God moment. And that was, I guess, an extraordinary event. But it says in the Bible, in all your ways acknowledge him and he will direct your path. Surely that means that God will protect. Thank you, dear Lord. We know that each day there are God moments. Help me to realize them. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.